Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello, it's Katie here. Today, we've got a very different and very special episode for you. We're releasing the book collaboration Soulful Poems, a global collaboration of poetry to help you to heal and grow, on the 27th of November. So we thought we'd pop a few of our poems into a podcast episode just for you so that you can feel them and get a little insight into what the book will be like. So I hope you enjoy this short but beautiful episode. Bye for now. Hello, my name is Katie Carey. I am the publisher from Soulful Valley Publishing, and I'm sharing my poem, Co-creating with the Divine. Do you know you're a magical human who can co-create with the divine? If you stop, breathe, connect, and just listen, your genius will come through. If you open your mind, it is easier than you have imagined. You don't have to keep pushing so hard. Lean back and trust your inner being. It's safe now to let down your guard. You've been gifted, but really don't know yet just what you are capable of. Feel into your magical feelings. They'll flow through you when you're open to love. Connection is what you've been missing. Connecting with all that you are. That magical, gifted, great human. Don't you know you were made up of stars? The universe is waiting there for you. You're not disconnected at all. When you will trust your intuition, you'll never be able to fall. So stop and feel into your guidance and what you can go co-create. It's waiting for you deep inside you. It's time that you opened the gate.
Hi there, here's one of my contributions of poems for the Soulful Poems collaboration by Katie Carey. On Tears by Vivian Shapiro. Release the tears and let them flow. Tears tell the tales. Tears let them go. Don't be afraid. Don't hold them back. Tears cry inside for what we lack. They are nature's hands to aid you through, guiding, cleansing, helping you with relentless pain. Will it cease? Tears lead you forth to clouds of peace. Cry angry tears out one by one. Set them free until they're done. Shed tears of sadness. Let them flow. Breathe again. Survive and grow. Dance once again. Pirouette once more. For you've survived your personal war. Resilient now, the trauma freed. Fly now to where you are meant to be. Thank you.
Tides of Destiny by Desiree Anderson. I swam across the ocean, searching for fame, wondering if I'd ever see my loved ones again. I was mesmerized by the beat of my ancestors' drums. They said, "It doesn't matter, we are one." The sun of a thousand days of summer have warmed my skin. I've loved the many places I've been. In the autumn of many seasons, I've watched my dreams collide. With wisdom and love, I navigate the tide.
An excerpt from The Visitors by Kath Liston. And as the words pour out of me and splash across the page, they carry all the toxins, all the vitriol and rage, and all the things I wished I'd said when I was forced to cower. Flow out from me, I speak my truth, and I am filled with power.
On one particularly beautiful morning, when the timing was ripe, she unfurled her precious petals for the whole world to see, the most intimate parts of herself that she had been keeping hidden. And as she stood there shining, neither shying away nor boasting her beauty, she whispered softly to herself, "This is me."
If only I could be, if only I could see, if only my mind would hush. Yet life is chaos, forever moving. If only peace could be found. If only there was more time. If only, if only, if only. But peace is not missing, only absent from me. And time is an illusion, as vast or restrictive as I believe it to be. So no more if onlys, for I cannot change the outside circumstance. Instead, I create peace within and move through chaos. I choose to breathe, discovering the vast possibilities in each moment.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Spoonfe, and my book chapter is called I Do Not Apologize. I wrote this poem when I was going through a really rough time in my life. I was going through, at that moment, from shelter home to shelter home with my children. As most of you know, I love to write. I write a lot. I love to write through my heart and soul. I love to send out those messages to help connect with you. So I'm really hoping this will really touch you, and these words will come through to help you embrace the inner God or goddess in you, and to face the night sky of the soul, and to put some brightness of light on it. So I wish you all a really magical day, and thank you so much for all your support. We love you. So once again, my book chapter is called I Do Not Apologize, and I really hope you love it. Big kisses to you all.
Inwardly, she sat. She sat with the confusion, with the uneasiness, with that which no longer fit. She could feel it coming, the change, the rebirth. It came with grace. It came with ease. As there was no longer a need to push. Inwardly, she sat.